Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Now I'm going back my country home.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. John chapter 11, verse 25. Well, happy Friday. Praise the Lord. It is the end of the week. Friend, how are you? It is Joey Kroll with you. And yeah, kind of did a flip-flop and a switch. Normally I'm on spending time with you on a Thursday. We have our fellowship together, but we made some adjustments and kind of filling in the hot seat today for Mark and Jason. So good to spend some time with you. Are you having yourself a good week? Yeah. Was it a great week? Good one? I sure hope so. Yeah, for me earlier this week, I had a chance to go to the Great News Radio Center in Urbana there at Lincoln Square. Had to do a few things. And right there, they had the Singing Men CDs for sale. I don't know if you had a chance to get your copy yet. But yeah, they just released their brand new one, Holy, Holy, Holy. I think, was it a week or two ago? And you can get all three of their CDs for $30 or $15 a piece. So I'm not sure if you had a chance to stop by the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. It's right across from the food court. I encourage you to do so. There's been a lot of progress made, and God is really blessing the work of the hands here of everyone here at the ministry. And so grateful for the volunteers who have come out to help make that possible as well. So if you have some time here in the next couple of weeks, swing on by, take a look at some of the progress, and buy a couple of those Singing Men CDs as well. Hey, speaking of the Singing Men, they're going to be busy here. Yep, it's Christmas season. They're going to be doing their Christmas concerts coming up on Saturday. Yep, this Saturday, tomorrow. They're going to be at Gibson City Bible Church tomorrow night at 7 p.m. right there on Route 47 in Gibson City. Concert starts at 7. Free concert. Be part of that. And then coming up a week from tomorrow, they're going to be at Marketplace Mall right there in the food court, 12 noon on Saturday, December 17th. Of course, Marketplace Mall located 2000 North Neal Street in Champaign. So they're going to be busy here for the next couple of weeks as well. And they'll certainly have their CDs up for sale at those concerts as well. You can get more details on upcoming Singing Men concerts and other concerts, Bible studies, and events by taking a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org, and click on events. I'll tell you what, we are moving along here in the month of December already. We are, what, 9 days in? And December's a pretty important month for us here at Great News Radio. We are hoping to end this year in the black. We want to have a strong finish so we can have a healthy start for 2017. Would you consider, friend, sending in a special year-end gift to Great News Radio? You know, we are listener-supported, and we are a 501c3, which means any gift we receive is 100% tax-deductible. So that kind of helps out if you're the tax type of person that looks at those finances and takes advantage of those tax breaks. But consider sending us a special gift so that we can continue to share God's Word, so that we can continue to edify, evangelize, and lift up Christ right here in our own backyard where God has planted this ministry. So consider making a special year-end gift to Great News Radio. Our mailing address here is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org. And right there in the right-hand side, you should see a button that says Donate. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org, and click on Donate. Well, God's Word says in 1 Corinthians 1, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. You know, if you study some of the heroes in the Bible, they don't have the best track record of some great life decisions, I do have to say. But today we're going to take a look at one of those people who made it, by the way, to the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11, Rahab, the unlikely hero. You know, if you were to walk into the records room of heaven, and if you were to look at all the aisles and aisles and aisles of cabinets and files, and if you were to walk down the aisle that began with the letter K, and you would walk down quite a bit to K-R-O, and you would find Kroll. And if you would open the drawer that contained my file on my life, you would open up the file and be appalled. In fact, you would drop the folder, run out of the records room, and yell on the top of your lungs, "Why is this man a ministry leader? Why is this man a pastor?" If we're really honest with ourselves, that can be probably said of us. If we look deep enough and look in our past, look at the things that we've done wrong. And today I want us to take a look at Rahab, the unlikely hero. Because, friend, it is never too late, and the pit is never too deep for God to restore us, redeem us, and turn our life around 180 degrees. Amen. Amen. So if you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to Joshua chapter 2. And if you study the book of the Joshua, it's a book of conquering. I mean, conquering land. God gave land over to the Israelites. And it's in chapter 2 of Joshua we see that God was going to hand over the city of Jericho to them. So Joshua, who is kind of the leader here, wanted to send some spies out to scope out the land before they went out to conquer the city. And this brings us to Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Then Joshua the son of Nun sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim, saying, 'Go view the land, especially Jericho.' So they went and came into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab and lodged there." So we see here, before we even get started here in the chapter, that Rahab was a harlot, a lady of the evening, however you want to put it there. I mean, we haven't even left verse 1, and we already know about this young lady. But think of this with me for a moment. Now, I know this is family radio here, of course, but after enough time earning enough money that way, most anyone would stop dreaming about their future. I mean, with a reputation like that, most anyone would give up hope on finding the right man to marry. With a day in, day out, night in, night out job like that, most anyone would assume that the one true God would have no intention of ever approaching her. I mean, think about it. How many hearts do you think she has broken? How many homes do you think she had destroyed? How many families had she torn apart? How many marriages has she ruined? All this for the love of money. Until one day, her whole life changed. So Joshua sent in his spies. They found a place at a place where strangers frequently go, a local brothel, I mean, Rahab's house. I mean, however, when they entered, someone saw them and reported it to the king. So the king sent some men over to find and get the two spies. And anyone that is listening knows that if the king gives an order to hand over someone and you refuse, the death penalty is in your future. I mean, this is dictator king here. Okay. So they went to Rahab's house and demanded to turn over these men. So Rahab had a grave decision to make. Would she turn the spies over to her king, or would she hide them, risking her own life? Well, let's take a look at Joshua chapter 2, verse 3. "And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, 'Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land.' But the woman," that's Rahab, "had taken the two men and hidden them. And she said, 'Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they came from. It came about when it was time to shut the gate at dark that the men went out. I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them.' But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof." Man, she is sly. I mean, she chose not to reveal the presence of the men when asked. She said, hey, they went that way, you know, trying to throw them off. But really, she hit them on her roof, saying, hey, you just missed them. They went that way. See, she chose to risk her life in order to protect their lives. And as we see here in just a moment, Rahab had done this because she heard. She had heard. Listen to this. She had heard about the God that these men served, and she feared and revered him. Look at verse 9. She said to these spies, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. So in other words, Rahab told them, hey, I know about you guys. We all heard about what your God has done for you. In fact, we've known about you for several years since he opened up the Red Sea. We have been afraid of you. We have been scared of your God and his reputation. So that's why I hid you, because your God is the God of heaven and on earth. And all she had to go by was what she had heard about this awesome God. And that was enough for her to put her life on the line. And friend, that's faith. She made a choice to hide the two Israel men rather than to satisfy her king. She chose to identify with the people of God who belonged to God because she feared God more than men. Tony Evans said one time, faith is acting like God is telling the truth. Faith is a function. Just as Rahab's risky move to hide the spies revealed her faith, you need to look at your action in order to see if you have faith. Faith is an action word. Faith is belief plus action. Don't look at your feelings, friend, because your feelings can change. It really can. A person can be a man or woman of faith without ever having feelings of faith. Faith has to do with your feet, not your feelings. So she made a request to the two spies, the two Israelite men, in verse 12 of Joshua chapter 2. Listen to this. She says, now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you will also deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father and mother and my brothers and my sisters with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. Now, friend, think about this, because you hear in this verse, these two verses here, you can hear her plea. You can hear her plea. I mean, she was a harlot. You have a reputation. You can hear her plea. You can hear her desire to, you know, I want to do something right for once. I want to do something right for my family. I want them to see me, see that I'm not the failure despite my mistakes. I want them to know that I'm not the loser that they think I am. I've hurt them for far too long. I want them to be proud of me again. I want my family to know that I'm still the little girl they remembered. I want to make something of my life. Please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you will also deal kindly with my father's household. You can hear that in her plea. I mean, Rahab was a harlot. I mean, passage after passage, verse after verse, we see this title. But God evidently wants us to remember her profession, because no one else in the Bible, friend, is described with their title so frequently. We don't read Moses the murderer or David the adulterer or Noah the drunk. I mean, but we do read time and time again about Rahab the harlot. So why does God keep bringing up Rahab's title rather than leaving this poor girl alone? Well, the answer is that God wants you and me, friend, to know through her example that our past does not have to determine our future. Regardless of how messed up, twisted, or broken your past may be, friend, it is not the sum total of your future. Because she acted in faith, God had her and her entire family taken out of the city and taken to live near the camp of Israel where they would be safe. But that is just the beginning. Because of her heart for God, he ended up giving her a godly husband. Not only that, God gave Rahab a child, Boaz, who would have a child by Ruth named Obed, who would have a child named Jesse, who would have a baby named David, and David's line would flow through Mary's husband, Joseph, giving Jesus the legal right to be the king of the Jews. Now, Joseph wasn't Jesus' biological father, but his legal line gave Jesus the legal right to David's throne. And in the book of Luke, we're told that Mary was also a descendant of David, giving Jesus his biological right to the throne of David, qualifying him twice to be the king of the Jews. How about that for turning things around? How is that for taking a seemingly less hopeless person in a hopeless land, hopeless situation, hopeless lifestyle, and honoring their faith with a hope that extends to everyone? Friend, God chose a harlot to be one of the ancestors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If he loved Rahab that much, how much does he also love us? If he did that for her, what also will he do for us? If he did that for Rahab, he can do that for anyone. And one final thing here in our study today. Let me read you a couple of these verses. You don't have to write them down. You don't have to remember them per se. But I'm going to go through these pretty quick here. Time and time again in these passages, we see Rahab the harlot. Watch this. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. So they went and came to the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab. Joshua 6, 17. The city shall be under the ban. It and all that is in it belongs to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot and all who are with her in her house shall live. Hebrews 11, 31. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish. James chapter 2, verse 25. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works? So time and time again, passage after passage, verse after verse, we see Rahab the harlot. But in the genealogy of Jesus, Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, it says, Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. So why is it her title, the harlot, is not connected to her name in the genealogy of Jesus? Because, friend, when you and I get connected to Jesus Christ, we have a brand new identity. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. You get a brand new life, brand new identity, and a brand new start. All we have to do is bow our knee to the Lord Jesus, acknowledge him as Lord, acknowledge him as Savior. And his word says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
That's right. Angels we have heard on high here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on this Friday. Friend, how are you? It is Joey Kroll with you. Hey, just want to quickly remind you before we wrap things up here for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Singing Men of GNN will be in concert for their Christmas concert at Gibson City Bible Church tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Time. Gibson City Bible Church, located at 309 Illinois State Route 47. And they'll be there at 7 o'clock. For more details, you can contact the church if you kind of need directions or some of that basic information. The telephone number is 217-784-5702. That's 217-784-5702. Well, I'm going to go out and enjoy the start of my weekend. Praise the Lord. Hey, I do appreciate our time and fellowship today. Don't forget, as you are out and about doing your Christmas shopping, the hustle and bustle of the holidays, just remember, though, friend, that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.